Welcome to our podcast where we explore the world of business, covering various industries and discussing the latest trends, strategies, and success stories in the English language. In our forthcoming Dubai News, we'll provide diverse guides on launching several business ventures in the city, from a spare parts business, daycare setup, to launching a delivery service. We'll offer valuable insights into requirements, legal procedures, potential markets, and steps to achieve success in these industries, serving both aspiring entrepreneurs and existing businesses keen to tap into Dubai's thriving markets. On the other hand, Dubai continues making strides in sustainability and innovation as showcased in the 25th WETEX and Dubai Solar Show, which drew a notable turnout of 76 sponsors both locally and globally. We'll spotlight this event that fosters discussion on progress in the water, energy, and environmental sectors, reflecting Dubai's commitment to these essential fields. Stay connected to our podcast for further updates on these subjects and additional news shaping the dynamic city of Dubai. In the latest update from Sasol, it has been confirmed that South African tycoon Sipho Nkosi will step down from his position as the chairperson. Nkosi, under whose leadership Sasol has seen significant growth and expansion both domestically and internationally, made this decision due to potential conflicts of interest that have been identified. While no further details about the nature of these conflicts have been disclosed, Nkosi has prioritized the best interests of Sasol and its stakeholders. His resignation highlights the importance of maintaining transparency and integrity within corporate governance. In light of this development, Sasol, a leading global chemicals and energy company, has already commenced their search for a suitable replacement for Nkosi. They are seeking a new chairperson who can navigate the challenges and opportunities of the coming years effectively. Stay tuned for future updates on this unfolding story. During his testimony, Donald Trump Jr. underscored his father's achievements in the luxury real estate sector, especially his pioneering idea of integrating gyms into their properties. His spotlight didn't wane from the strategic development and success of luxury golf clubs under the Trump organization. This initiative notably differentiated them from market competitors by broadening amenity offers for their clients. Trump Jr.'s testimony offered insight into the early accomplishments of the Trump organization, reinforcing their devotion to delivering premier luxury experiences tailored to the needs and desires of their clients. As the trial unfolds, more information regarding the organization's business practices and strategies is anticipated to surface. Keep an eye out for upcoming updates on this evolving story. That wraps up today's episode on business, where we discussed key strategies, emerging trends, and insightful advice for entrepreneurs and professionals alike, so remember to stay tuned for more valuable content coming your way.